Donating money, clothing, or food to a charity can bring much-needed help to a wide range of people, from the homeless on the streets of America's big cities to citizens living in remote mountain villages of Central Asia. While most charities are on the up and up, the Bush administration is now pursuing some with ties to the Middle East and the Islamic world for actually being fronts for Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. As Priscilla Huff reports, this has meant changes for some charities who work overseas.
These are needed to truck food to the remote mountain villages of Afghanistan. It's undeniable years of war and a closed society have left the nation in desperate straits. The children are painfully thin and hungry. Groups like the UN World Food Program, Red Cross, Red Crescent Society, and CARE are the familiar faces of giving, transporting donations of food, medicine, blankets, and clothing across the miles to those in need. The images are repeated across the diverse Islamic world. Along with the multinational non-governmental organizations working around the globe, there are smaller groups like the American Near East Refugee Aid, founded in 1968. Peter Gubser is the president of ANERA.
ANERA's mission is to reduce poverty and relieve suffering in the Middle East and thereby improve the lives of men, women, and children in the area.
Immediately after September 11th, the Bush administration targeted terrorist financing. It uncovered the unfortunate truth that some charities purporting to raise money for the less fortunate in the Muslim world were actually diverting funds to Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. It's a problem with remarkably local impact. At a Senate hearing on Islamic charities, Senator Evan Bayh recounted a brief conversation he had with the U.S. Attorney General assigned to Northern Indiana.
He was working on a couple of open investigations involving the misuse of charities in the Northern District and the siphoning of funds from those charities to assist Al-Qaeda. And my response is that if it's going on in smaller counties in northern Indiana, it must be going on in a lot of places in addition to that, not just the large metropolitan areas.
Deputy Treasury Secretary Kenneth Dam insists the efforts by his agency and the Justice Department are making a difference.
We believe that Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations are suffering financially as a result of our actions. We also believe that potential donors are more cautious about giving money to organizations where they fear the money might end up in the hands of terrorists.
Groups that have been targeted by the Justice Department include the Holy Land Foundation, the Afghan Support Committee, and the Al-Haramain Islamic Foundation. The Al-Haramain Foundation is also named in a multi-trillion-dollar suit filed on behalf of 600 survivors of the September 11th terrorist attacks. For Dina Barnett, whose husband was on United Flight 93, suing this charity, along with the Saudi princes, international banks, and the government of Sudan, well, it's her only chance.
By filing this lawsuit, this is our only source of retribution, our only source of action to help stop them.
Despite the intense focus being put on Islamic charities and their role in financing terrorism, Peter Gubser of ANERA says the problem is nothing new. His organization has been working in the Middle East for years, where Hamas and other Islamic militant groups operate.
As everybody knows, there's a long-term or a middle-term set of violence going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And in that context, there are a couple of organizations that are involved in terrorism. We have put rules and regulations and procedures in place that help deal with that. And we've had those in before 9/11. And basically, we're just sustaining them and trying to make sure that they are fully implemented.
The money raised by ANERA funds scholarships for Palestinian children, health clinics, technical training programs, and to build basic infrastructure, such as clean drinking water. Gubser says moving the money is the easy part. The complex part is figuring out who to work with in the region.
We want to build a clinic in a village, and our partner organization that's going to run the clinic for the future will be a local charity, a health charity. So we'll work with them to make sure it's a solid institution, it's an institution that's accountable, has good governance, and that it uses its money wisely and make sure the money doesn't go astray to the bad guys, if you will.
Gubser says another important part of implementing programs is the reporting, making sure in the end the money actually goes to the promised clinics or schools. And he's not just reporting back to his donors. He also files reports with the government.
We're registered with the IRS, and we have filings with them every year. those of us that get money from the U.S. government, and NERA does, we get grants from USAID, one has to be registered with them, report quite strictly to them, similarly to other big institutional donors to us, such as foundations or UN. In addition to that, we're registered with every state that asks us to register.
And it's this due diligence that helps to ensure the money actually gets to the needy and not to those planning more terrorist attacks. Matthew Levitt with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the reality is, despite the publicity, there are very few charities serving as a front for terrorism.
We don't want to stymie the effort to do good. We want to make sure that people are not doing bad under the guise of claiming to do good. But even within that small percentage, there is an alarming number of organizations that are involved in financing or facilitating terrorism. And by alarming number, it doesn't have to be hundreds. It can be just a few dozen.
The good news for ANERA is, because the Middle East remains in the news, more people have discovered Gubser's organization and are giving to ANERA instead of withdrawing their support.
We have a number of very loyal donors who have sustained their donations to ANERA throughout the period from 9/11. So the flow of cash into ANERA has actually stayed fairly solid.
With the filing of the immense lawsuit on behalf of the victims of September 11th, the question of how terrorism is funded and what role Islamic charities play is likely to remain in the news. Peter Gubser agrees with others working with charities and nonprofit groups. It's a good idea for the donors to check out the organizations they give money to. For Common Ground, I'm Priscilla Huff.